All right, great. Welcome to the call, everyone. This is Jackie Christensen, your host for the Sizzle Product Call. It is Wednesday evening, July 17th, and tonight we are going to be talking about cleanliness. Yes, you heard it right. We're going to be talking about our Sizzle dish soap, and if we have time, the Absolve liquid hand cleaner as well. So the hand cleaner and the dish soap and the Vibrant laundry detergent and more, they're all part of our Sizzle Safe product catalog, product line, I should say, that makes your home Sizzle Safe. Because every house, if they are not using Sizzle products or products that are not organic and natural and don't have toxins and parabens and carcinogenic ingredients, they're actually doing their family and their bodies harm. Everyone wants to stay clean. Everyone wants to have a clean environment, but most people don't realize that what they're using on their skin, on their clothes, to wash their dishes, to wash their clothes and other things in the household, their hands, their face, have these things I just mentioned. They have toxic ingredients. You'll find sodium lauryl sulfate, sodium lauryl sulfate, DEA, TEA, parabens, and more. In hand cleaners, in bubble bath and bath and shower gel, in laundry soap, in facial cleansers, basically anything you put on your body these days, personal care products, seem to have these toxic ingredients. And they're just kind of snuck in there. A lot of these ingredients were grandfathered in before the FDA existed. So they were kind of approved, blanket approved, without the FDA actually looking into these ingredients. And they never will look into these ingredients because they have set that standard that those are fine. They made that decision, I should say, that those existing ingredients are okay. So they grandfathered them into that kind of that safety zone of products. But what people don't realize is that these ingredients I just mentioned are actually very toxic and harmful to your health. And, for example, the TEA and the DEA has been shown by the U.S. Department of Health National Toxicology Program that it has clear carcinogenic activity. This is related to the DEA and has recommended warnings be put on the labels of products containing these substances. And again, this is found in shampoos, body washes, skin creams, shaving gels, etc. But yet they're in our products. Most dishwashing liquids and most hand soaps have DEA and TEA. They may also have 1,4-dioxane. Well, what's that? Because it's not on any label. Well, it's actually a byproduct of sodium lauryl sulfate. It's actually considered sodium lauryl sulfate, ETH, and it's created when sodium lauryl sulfate goes through a process by which it becomes very, very foamy. So it becomes what's called ethoxylated. And then ingredients containing ethoxylated ingredients like this, wetting agents or solvents as they're called, actually forms 1,4-dioxane. And 1,4-dioxane was also known as Agent Orange in the Vietnam War. And so it's very, very toxic. And so you want to be careful of anything that ends in lauryl or ethylene. And that's like ethyl, E-T-H-Y-L-E-N-E. And studies have shown that it readily penetrates human skin. Well, guess what? When we're washing our dishes, when we're washing our hands and our face, that's what is going onto our skin and into our skin and into our blood. And then the blood, as you know, circulates throughout the body and carries these parabens and PEGs and DEA, TEA, and 1,4-dioxane and sodium lauryl sulfate all over the body to your organs. And then, since the body protects itself and doesn't allow these things to be stored in the organs, it actually is stored in your body fat. So body fat becomes very, very toxic. That's one of the reasons you don't want to lose weight too fast. It's because when you lose fat, fat breaks down in your body, and then it gets the ingredients in the fat get reabsorbed into the bloodstream. So that's why when you lose weight, you also want to detox, drink a lot of water, have a lot of bump up your antioxidants, but that's a whole other call. The point is, your skin is your biggest organ. Your largest organ covers every little tiny square centimeter of your body. And anything you put on your skin is going to be readily absorbed. In fact, if you're sitting here, the worst thing you could do is marinate your body in these things by taking a long, hot bubble bath with a bubble bath that contains these terrible ingredients, sodium lauryl sulfate. Bubble bath, lots of sodium lauryl sulfate, because that's what makes the bubbles, right? Lots of bubbles means that it's good and it's working. Not really the case, but also contained in these ingredients is the lauryl, as I mentioned. The let's see, what else does it have here? It has PEGs, and PEGs are toxic, and so toxic that industrial workers are required to wear protective clothing, gloves, and goggles while disposing of it. It's a petroleum derivative that penetrates the skin and can weaken proteins and cellular structure, causes brain cancer. Brain, liver, and kidney abnormalities. So that's the why, guys. That's why you don't want to use over-the-counter dish soap, especially if you're hand washing your dishes. If you are, please use gloves. If your mom, your grandmother is still washing dishes by hand and they won't try the Sizzle dish soap, give it to them as a present. Tell them why. Educate them. If they still won't use it, make sure they're wearing gloves. They want to protect their skin. And also the hand soap. I mean, hand soap contains sodium lauryl sulfate, sodium lauryl sulfate, DEA, PEGs, and parabens. So all these ingredients are absolutely horrible. You know, I used to wash dishes, at least pots and pans, with regular dish soap that I would buy at the store, like Dawn or those others. I can't even think of the names of them anymore because I don't buy them. But you know what I mean, Palmolive and the brightly colored ones. And after washing the dishes, literally my hands would just sting. They would feel so dry, and I would put lotion on, not Sizzle lotion. This is pre-Sizzle for me, and it wouldn't do anything. So for about a day and a half, my hands would be raw. And that's the same if I cleaned the floor, the stove, whatever, if I was into scrubbing and I'd make a batch of bubble water, you know, suds to clean up, my hands would just kill me. So I really, really have noticed a difference with the aseptic clean dish soap of Sizzle because my hands don't burn anymore and they're not dry, and I've got my Sizzle hand lotion sitting right by the sink. So let's get into it, shall we? Let's get into the aseptic clean dish soap. It's $9. It is highly concentrated. It's 8.5 ounces. It has no sodium lauryl sulfate. It has no sodium lauryl sulfate, or that 1,4-dioxane. It has only natural biodegradable ingredients that allow you to clean your home, your dishes, your countertops, whatever, without the worry of toxic chemicals and fumes. It is part of the Sizzle Home products that create a safe haven for you and your family. It's also quite kind to the environment. So we like to say our products are green, friendly to the earth, and biodegradable. And the Sizzle's Aseptic Clean dish soap is concentrated. A little goes a long way. It's a little bottle, and we're used to using a lot, aren't we? Because we want those bubbles. But remember, you don't have to use a lot. If you need to, dilute the bottle so you don't use so much. That was the hardest thing for me to get used to, was not using a lot. So take some practice there. But you'll notice as you use it that it is highly effective. It cleans grease. It cleans grime off your dishes, counters, even pots and pans. I don't use Comet and Ajax because of the fumes. And I'm one of those people that is very sensitive, like maybe many of you are. If I inhale anything that's not natural, I get asthma. And I start coughing and my lungs kind of tighten up. So I was so happy to find out that the Sizzle dish soap is really effective and does a great job cleaning pots and pans too. Love the fact that it cleans the grease easily. It rinses very clean in either hot or cold water. I noticed it's gentle to your skin as well. It has, I have to tell you, this is one of my favorite products because of the scent right there, because I would wear it as maybe a little cologne or perfume. It's that good. I'm not kidding. It has a light, like a nice green apple vanilla-y smell. I call it mango. Officially, it's supposed to be like a green apple, but it smells like mango to me. And so it's nice and gentle. And let's see what else here. No soapy buildup. And it results in sparkling, clean dishes. I can definitely attest to that. Okay, so let's talk about the ingredients. The ingredients are extremely mild to your skin. Remember, we have 20 full-time scientists just researching the research and creating and developing new products for us to use and enjoy. They're highly, highly effective. Most of them are concentrated, and people fall in love with them. You use one of the simple products once, and you will use it always thereafter. That's what I found. So the aseptic clean dish soap contains the following: water, decyl glucoside. Decyl glucoside is the main ingredient. It's the superstar of the ingredient list. It's a natural, non-ionic surfactant. It's ideal for all foaming and cleansing products. So, guys, this replaces the sodium lauryl sulfate and the sodium lauryl sulfate. The decyl glucoside is obtained from raw materials. It's a combination of plant-based fatty alcohols based from coconut and glucose from cornstarch. Doesn't get more mild than that. It's a mild surfactant, and because it does not dry, it's ideal for personal hygiene, and it can be compared to other more harsh ingredients that are normally used in cleaning agents. So it's a combination of glucoside and select fatty alcohols, all plant-derived. Aren't you happy to know that? It generates an exceptional foam for a non-ionic surfactant. Whatever the conditions, cold water, hot water, it produces a very satisfactory level of foam, comparable with that obtained using conventional anionic surfactants like sodium lauryl sulfate, the known carcinogens. The foam obtained is particularly stable, which means it lasts and has a nice consistency to it. And this is an advantage for the formulation of, for dishwashing soap and bubble baths and that sort of thing. And the foam generated they're not big bubbles, you'll notice. They're very fine and stable, okay? So they're not big apple juice, fermented apple juice bubbles. They are fine champagne bubbles, if you know what I mean. Okay. Next ingredient is butylene glycol. It dissolves most essential oils and synthetic flavoring substances. In other words, it dissolves oily substances, so it cuts through the grease. How about that? Next ingredient is acrylate copolymer. A copolymer is a surfactant, and it's used for viscosity, for fluidity, in other words, pouring properties, as like you pour it into the water, the consistency of it, okay, the liquidity, if you will. The next ingredient is cocoyl glutamate, and it's a cleansing agent derived from coconut oil, and the ingredient is also used to help soften hard water. And it does this by removing excess minerals from the hard water. So, I mean, those ingredients alone tells you why our Sizzle dish soap works so well. The next ingredient is phenoxyethanol. It is a antibacteria, and it keeps bacteria out of our organic ingredients. It is a really good preservative. And without it, the bacteria can grow on skincare products, on cleaning products, on lotions. So this is just a natural, organic antibacterial, okay, to keep the product in the bottle stable and without bacteria. Let's see. It is also valuable and healthy that only a small amount is required to fight bacteria, so just they just use a tiny, tiny bit. And the next ingredient is potassium sorbate. Potassium sorbate, derived from potassium, as in salt, is a preservative. Now, the other ingredients are fragrance and different softening agents for your skin. Thymol, calendula, flower extract, camellia, oleifera, leaf extract, chamomile, flower extract, citrus, aurantium, bergamot, leaf extract, lavender flower extract, rosemary leaf extract, okay, potassium hydroxide, a preservative again. So that's it. That's it for a product that cleans your dishes, your pots and pans, or you can use it as a general cleaning agent also, and you don't have to worry about it drying out your hands or leaving a film. You will absolutely love it. And, you know, take time when you're washing those dishes to pick up the bottle and just smell it, because it'll just, it's good for your senses too. You'll never go back to using a dishwasher. You just want to wash all those dishes by hand because it smells so good. Okay, enough of that. Let's move on. I just want to mention to you some short things, some brief things about the Absolve Liquid Hand Cleaner. And I'm going to go ahead and put this in. It's kind of the last, I think the last product in all the products that I've covered, and it doesn't really warrant its own call. And it's very similar to the ingredients in the dish soap, the Sizzle dish soap. So I just kind of want to give you a brief overview on it. It is 4 ounces, it is $13, and it is an antibacterial, antimicrobial liquid hand cleaner. And like the ingredients that I mentioned earlier, the sodium lauryl sulfate, the sodium lauryl sulfate, the TEA, the DEA, the parabens, all those harmful things are not in the liquid hand cleaner. How about that? And it is so, so effective. That's what I found. I keep it in both of our bathrooms, and it cleans everything off. It cleans everything. Grease, stickiness, makeup pencil, lipstick, just plain old dirty hands. It's, did I mention it's 4 ounces. It is concentrated. You do not need a lot. Now, the Center for Disease Control reports that 4 out of 5 illnesses are spread by touch, and that hands carry an average of 150 different bacterial species. Get this, it outnumbers the bacteria found in the lower intestine and the mouth. Experts and research studies agree that the single best thing you can do to stay healthy is to keep your hands clean. It's just that simple. And you can keep your hands germ-free, because if you're using the Absolve Liquid Hand Cleanser, it has those antimicrobial properties that will do just that. It will get rid of the germs. It features, I should say, the Absolve Liquid Hand Cleanser features a proprietary blend of essential oils and natural ingredients. It lathers up very nicely. It has a great scent, very fresh, and it destroys harmful bacteria. So Sizzle is committed to manufacturing only the safest and most effective products. And our scientists, once again, have created a powerful formula proven to fight microbes and cleanse the skin. It's biodegradable and environmentally friendly. It contains dextrose glycol, and this has been proven to fiercely attack microbes, plus powerful naturally derived cleansers to move dirt, grime, and impurities. It has a botanical blend of essential oils, including lavender, rosemary, calendula, and it naturally destroys microbes. But the unique properties prevent bacteria from becoming resistant, unlike most of the other over-the-counter antibacterial hand soaps and those hand napkins, those wet naps, and the stuff you spray on your hands, the stuff that you put in your purse. And that actually is not so good for you, because those actually allow the bacteria to become resistant. Our Absolve Hand Cleanser does not allow that to happen. Very, very important. It doesn't, I'm sorry, it prevents the bacteria from becoming resistant. Absolve also contains an aromatic alcohol derived from the essential oil of the herb called thyme, T-H-Y-M-E. And even though it has all this firepower and it's very strong and very effective, it moisturizes your skin, leaves it wonderfully soft and supple. I can attest to that. And it doesn't matter how long you've washed your hands or how often, it just doesn't have that rough effect on your hands. So it has everything you're looking for: cleansing, moisturizing, and safety, both for you and the environment. And you can reduce your risk of infection and illness by washing your hands with the Absolve. So this is a fantastic product, and I highly recommend it. If you know any healthcare professionals, I'm sure they'd be interested in knowing about the qualities of the Absolve Liquid Hand Cleanser also. So that is it for the call tonight. We've talked about the Absolve Liquid Hand Cleanser and the aseptic dish soap. So let me go ahead and unmute the lines. And if you have any background noise, please press *6 if any of you have any testimonials you'd like to share. I'd love to have 2 or 3 on the recording. All right, here we go. *6 if you have background noise. You are all unmuted. How are you doing tonight?
Hi.
We have a full call now. All right. So who would like to share with me what they like about their dish soap or their Absolve hand cleaner?
Jackie, it's Barb.
Hey, Barb.
Hey, we use the Absolve hand cleaner. In fact, it's in every restroom in our house and also in our laundry room. And Paul works in construction, and sometimes he gets pitch and all of that kind of stuff on his hands. And mm-hmm. It cleans amazingly. It cleans very, very well. It cuts that off, and the smell is just great. In fact, I just took 2 bottles to the pharmacy I work at to put in the restrooms there to see what they say. So.
Oh, that's good to know. You know, you had mentioned that to me before about Paul. You said he comes home and his hands are dirty and greasy because he's been doing physical work all day. So that's really a testament. Normally, tell us what he used to use before the Sizzle Absolve to get all that off.
Oh, the lava soap, hand soap.
Mm-hmm.
And it would just dry and crack his hands really bad. So then he'd go to a lotion with alcohol, and now he uses our hand and body lotion.
Mm-hmm.
So it all works hand in hand. You know, he doesn't have cracked fingers. He doesn't have any of that. And in the wintertime, it's the same, which is very hard for people working outside in the wintertime where we
have cracked
sweater.
Hands and dryness.
He did.
Before he started using Absolve?
Yes. Yes, he did.
Okay. Oh, that is great to know. All right, ladies on the call, make sure you get some for your husbands. Men on the call, this actually does the job and does it quite well. Thank you, Barb. I appreciate that testimonial. Who else has a testimonial for me, either about the hand cleanser or the dish soap? We have a lot of people on the call. Don't be shy. Okay, so if you don't have testimonials, that means that enough of you aren't purchasing this product for yourselves. You haven't used it yet, because if you had used it, you would be jumping off the line to tell me how much you love it and talking about silly stuff like me about the smell.
Jackie, it's Barb again. I just was going to let somebody else talk. I do love the dish soap.
The dish soap.
I do love the dish soap. I am a cook, and I love to cook. And when I cook, everything is out, everything dirty. That soap is tremendous. It cuts everything. It washes easy. It's easy on your hands. I'm not a person that likes to wear gloves. Sorry about the wind. I'm walking the dog. And it's great. I mean, Paul even likes it. He said, I'm not buying anything else. We're just going to have to stock up on that. And it doesn't take hardly any to get your dishes clean.
I love it. You probably use it out there on that boat, too, don't you?
Actually, I did clean our boat with it this year.
I knew it. I knew it. Oh, thanks again, Barb. All right, before we call it a night, does anyone else have anything to add about either the hand soap or the dish soap?
Jackie, this is Lynette.
Hi, Lynette. How are you doing tonight?
I am good. I just have to say that the dish soap is an amazing spot remover.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It. I had spilled ketchup on a light green blouse, and I thought, oh, it's shot. You know, there's no way I'm going to get this out. And I used the dish soap on it, and you couldn't even tell where the spot was.
Oh, my goodness. That is so good to know, because I'm a messy person.
Yep, it's
great.
Awesome.
Okay, wonderful. Does it matter if you use hot water or cold water?
I just put it on and threw it in the washing machine in my regular cycle, and it came out. I couldn't believe it.
Okay. Fantastic. Thank you so much for sharing that.
You bet.
All right, guys. Well, thank you for being on the call with me tonight. Hope you learned something. Hopefully that you learned that you need to go and order some dish soap and some Absolve hand cleaner. Very affordable, wonderful for gifts and for family members especially. Hope you enjoyed the call. Have a great evening. Don't forget, at 8 o'clock Mountain Time, in about a half an hour, you've got the Sizzle Live webinar. This is an opportunity for you to bring people on a live webinar, and Susie Hayden host that call. It is an opportunity for people to hear about Sizzle, both from a product standpoint and a business standpoint, an opportunity standpoint. So you have half an hour to invite your guests, and it is a webinar, so you have to be in front of your computer. And you guys have a great evening, and I'll be listening for you on the morning call. Have a great night, everyone. Bye-bye.